Hi, everyone, and welcome to Advisor Edge, the GVA Way, a podcast series created for financial advisors navigating the complexities of transitioning from a traditional firm or considering branching out independently for the first time. This podcast will deliver clarity and expertise by answering common questions and guiding you through the services and support GVA provides during the transition process. From establishing your brand to building a client base and managing compliance, we'll provide the insights and resources you need to thrive in your new venture. GVA is a full-service, technology-driven RIA. We are 170 advisors strong across 18 states. We provide asset management, compliance, billing, compensation, insurance, brokerage, 401k services, technology, and more to our advisors. And everything we do is scalable for us and you as we place technology in the forefront. Perhaps what we hold to the highest regard is our dedication to the end user, our clients. We like to say we are a family of like-minded individuals who hold our clients' financial interests above our own. Thank you for joining us and welcome to the GVA Way. All right, so we are episode number 12 here of the GVA Way, and we're going to talk about business strategy. I'm the founder and CEO of Great Valley Advisor Group, and today I have Kate Quinn, who is our leader when it comes to business strategy and advisor development, but did not start out that way. As we all know, you actually came in and were focused on advisor growth strategies.
Correct.
So Kate, before we get started, before we dive in on this podcast, which I think most of our viewers will really appreciate, even though it's been, you know, 6-7 months since you started here, you've learned a lot.
Tons.
And before we dive in, let's get that background. Let's understand a little bit more about you and your professional career.
Sure. Well, thanks so much for having me today. Took the 6-7 months to get on here because my background is not in TV, radio, or public speaking.
Yeah.
So, but glad to be here regardless. I actually came from, my finance background is in institutional equity sales. So started out at a large firm in New York shortly after, 2 weeks after I graduated from college, dove right in, worked on the sales desk. About a year in, realized that the markets aspect of it wasn't really my passion, and I really wanted to be more involved in the human capital management. So they actually starting a new position in training, development, and recruiting. And so it was a new position to me, similar to what this is, a new position at GVA,
sure.
And was really able to spearhead that. And I focused on cross-training and onboarding and development specifically for the equity division of a large firm, and also partnered with recruiting to recruit the classes, associate and analyst classes, into our division, identify talent and bring them in and train them and get them incorporated into the equity division. And then, so after doing that for a number of years, I had a family and decided to stay home for a bit.
Sure.
And then, you know, was home for COVID and decided after COVID, kids got a little older and thought it's really time for me to get out of the house and get back to it and be involved in business atmosphere and guidance and strategy and just really getting my mind going in another way again. So here I am.
And here you are.
Yeah.
Indeed. And we are happy that you've decided to make that decision and join the firm. And
and
so, you know, when we first started the position, it was advisor growth strategies,
right?
And we were saying, hey, how do we help the advisors grow? And how do we help them get to that next level? And so a lot of that time you were spending speaking with our advisors.
Right. Really taking the time to get to know our advisors or get to know what their pain points are in their practice, get to know what their growth goals were. And in doing that, really then took that to the business side. Lots of conversations with you, lots of conversations with the different heads of our departments within GVA, and really come up with this strategy of how to build our business and how to build these paths for advisors to come into to really support their development and in turn their growth and ours.
Got it. And so it's incredible from where I sit and talking with you and just hopping on these calls now and having you lead these calls, right, to see that. And you know, even though it's been really, you know, 6 or 7 months, you absorb so much, and we've actually transitioned kind of the role a little bit to say, look, there's more to it than just that. There's business strategy.
Right.
There is the opportunity to not only help the advisor develop, but drive them to specific business goals.
For sure.
Right. And
absolutely.
So you had just mentioned the paths that we have now, thanks to you, but which we'll talk about in a second. Yeah. Hold on. The affiliation models, right? So it starts there.
You pick your affiliation model. Are you RIA only or are you hybrid? That's where we start out. So once you get there, then where do we go?
Exactly. And we've talked about this and we kind of joke about it a little bit, right? Yep. So we always hear the conversation or people will go out there or other firms, competitors, whoever they might be and say, hey, we're going to take you to independence. We're going to help you get there. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was our mentality for a while. Like, you want to go independent, you join us. We're going to do everything for you. Come on over and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
However, it's gotten to be more competitive markets. You need to offer more. You need to be a little bit more streamlined than that, yeah. right? And so we've had great discussions around it. And you said, hey, let's make this a better process.
Correct.
I think that goes with the training and development background you have.
There
right?
you go.
I think it also goes with talking with the advisors who are in our network to say, what was it like coming over?
Right.
How can we do better?
Yeah, constantly getting that feedback to make ourselves and our processes better. I mean, when you look at business strategy, a lot of that is process, and really defining those processes, perfecting them, and streamlining them is huge in success.
Correct. And I do think that it's also valuable that you didn't necessarily have the RIA knowledge because you were able to see kind of from like a clear eyes, right?
For sure,
yeah,
for
like
sure.
you could see.
So fresh.
so we came up with the two affiliation models, right? RIA or hybrid, which is
Correct.
Simply just a broker-dealer affiliation, or you're underneath the RIA as well.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we have three clear paths now, thanks to the discussions, right? Mm-hmm. We have the guided advisor, we have the integrated advisor, and we have the profit and partner.
Correct.
I mean, it kind of feels funny saying it, but I can't believe we actually got to that
point. I know. Right? It feels great, though.
It does.
Really, it's exciting. You know,
it
but
is.
Really taking the time to delve into all that we offer and taking the time to speak with all of our advisors and really hone in on exactly what those three paths are. It's exciting to really talk about them and how they've come to fruition and how we're using them and, and what we're seeing.
And the other thing that I think you've done a great job of working with Phil, who's in our business development department, right?
Phil's great.
He's amazing. Is the feedback of, okay, I want to come over, but I need certain things done when I'm there, right? It's not just compliance.
Mm-hmm.
How could I have laptops ready? How can I have my structure ready? How can I have an idea on how many, you know, assistance I might need, or how can I build the perfect practice?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all through the feedback. So that's really falling in the, I'm going to say the guided advisor.
Right. Exactly.
Right. The guided advisor goes through a advisor onboarding transition process that we now have built.
With an amazing onboarding and transitions team. Clear process. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how to do it. We're building, we're taking them right through it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And along the way, you've made the decision and said, why are people doing their own marketing and then coming to us?
Right.
Why don't we just include that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would have not thought of that. So a lot of credit there. And then also teaming up with IT and saying, why are we having these new advisors to the network build out their laptops, build out the secure office platform? Maybe we should just have that as part of the
home. We can do that too, right.
Mm-hmm. And so those are the value adds, right? That's the guided advisor. That's the way. And obviously you have advisor Bob, you have compliance support.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody that comes in gets a succession plan, which I know you're spending a lot of time.
It's great though. It's important to have, you know, and you identify a lot of different scenarios when you're discussing these succession plans. So you really, another way to get to know your advisors, get to know their practices, what's been successful for them. It's another way of opening up conversations and helping them through what this potential next step is, whether it's just to safeguard them from something that could happen tomorrow, surprisingly, or whether it's guiding them into a succession plan if it's 1 to 5 years and taking a look at their business, taking a look at who they might want to partner with, how they might want to build an exit strategy. So we're doing both of those.
Absolutely. And so really, that guided advisor path is for the advisor saying, I want to build my own brand, start my own office, start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm in it, right? But then we also found during the conversations that there was a second path. And that's for the advisor that says, I've got a book or I'm working with my clients. I simply want to plug in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
the integrated advisor.
The integrated advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got great partners, right? And I think you've learned that through your conversations.
Yeah, we have really successful DBAs underneath us who have built amazing businesses who would really benefit from another advisor coming on and who is a great plug and play option.
Absolutely. And we found that through all these ongoing conversations we've had. Mm-hmm. I know you've also set up calls around practice management. You mm-hmm. set up calls around, how to better market your business. This is all just mm-hmm. part of being in the network.
Yeah,
right?
It's getting more information out to advisors. It's really giving them more solutions, giving them more support, providing different areas of development for them and their practices.
Absolutely. And so, you know, with the integrated advisor, I think you have the advisor who says, I want to go independent. I'm ready to transition from wherever I am today. Maybe they already are independent, right? But they want to just switch the RIA they're at to a different one. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to do the complete lift of everything. You plug right in, branding's done, assistance, model management, you're simply meeting with clients. And maybe it's part of your sunsetting. Maybe you said, I'm going to plug in. And then in 3 to 5 years, my clients get to know
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel like we just had a conversation.
Yeah, we did just have a conversation this morning about that. Exactly.
We did just have a conversation.
Lots of conversations. We're always communicating with our advisors, with each other, really just bouncing ideas off of each other, getting more intel for what they're looking for and what they're doing. And yeah, so then you plug right in. 3 years, you've integrated your clients into that practice, and then it becomes an easy way to take a step back.
Absolutely. And then that leads to the profit and partner program, which I think that one we could spend a lot more time on. So we're just going to kind of...
Might be another episode.
We'll do another episode on that. We'll tease it for right now. So over the course of the past couple of months, mm-hmm. you've had a lot of conversations with advisors, right? So whether they're existing advisors or new advisors. And most of the time when we have a new advisor come in, they're going to talk to business development.
Right.
And Phil's going to... educate them on what's available within Great Valley Advisor Group. Mm-hmm. But really there comes a point where that advisor is pretty serious about making the move at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to have a discussion around what is the best plan of attack for them.
Right.
How to best land that plane, right? Mm-hmm. As we were jokingly saying earlier. What are some of the questions that you're asking? How are you going about that?
Well, I usually start my conversation with getting to know them, who they are as an advisor, what their practice looks like, and really talking about the foundation of their business. And then we talk about where they want their business to go. And from there, we go into, okay, how are we going to get there now? And what solutions the GVA offers can you utilize to get you there? And then we go from there.
And then you go from there. Yeah, and I think that's so important too, because you ultimately become a sounding board.
For sure. And you know, it's questions that, you know, might be a conversation. It might be a one-off email. It's like, I'm here. Like, I'm here as the person at GVA who is focused on business strategy and advisor development. You have a question, email me, call me. Let's set up time to talk and let's work through it. And
Absolutely.
So that's really, I've been doing a lot of that and enjoying it, enjoying getting to know the advisors through doing those calls and emails. And I want to add that really it's what our culture is all about. Supportive, here for each other. And that's what I'm here for. Want to encourage advisors, current, potential, future, reach out, send me an email, give me a call. Look forward to talking.
Have a conversation. And Absolutely. If I remember correctly, your GVA one word was?
Supportive.
Supportive. So as we start to wrap up here, I always like to ask the question, right? I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
But what do you like to do? What does Kate Quinn like to do outside of the office? Come on.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff. Okay.
I do. I enjoy being active. So love to go to the gym. Love to play paddle.
It's a big
winter sport. I know
yep.
it took me away from the office on a couple mornings this winter,
yep.
but it was a good season. I really like to cook, spend time with my family,
yep.
friends, travel.
Nothing better.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so considering that you work in an office in Berwyn, where we are gigantic Eagles fans.
Yes.
Right? Super 59, Super Bowl 59 champions. Super pumped about it.
So great.
Are you an Eagles fan?
That's a loaded question, James.
Oh, boy.
That's a loaded question. So that comes with a little bit of background, but ultimately, yes, I am an Eagles fan. Am I an Eagles fan first and foremost? I don't know, but I think I might be going that way.
Perfect. Well, we just wanted to answer that question. I wanted to have that.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I think we touched base on a lot of good items.
Yeah.
And a lot of good follow-up.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the direction that we're going here and really excited to be working with such an amazing group of people. It's been an awesome start, you know, back into my career. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision.